This is Akashvani. The news read by Hageani. Over 1.95 lakh crore rupees in gross goods and services tax revenue was collected in the month of January 2025, witnessing a growth of 12.3% compared to January 2024. The central GST collection for the month stood at 36,077 crore rupees and state GST is at 44,942 crore rupees. The integrated IGST collection amounts to over 1 lakh crore rupees and cess is at 13,412 crores. The highest growth of 39% was registered in Ladakh, followed by Nagaland and the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, which saw a 26% increase in GST revenue compared to the same period last year. The Ministry of Culture, in collaboration with Akashvani, launched a special classical music program, Har Kanth Mein Bharat, at Akashvani Bhavan in New Delhi today. This program will be broadcast live from 21 Akashvani centers every day from today until February 16 from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. The event was inaugurated by the Secretary of the Ministry of Culture, Arunish Chawla, and CEO of Prasar Bharati, Gaurav Dwivedi. Director General of Akashvani, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur, was also present on the occasion. Secretary of the Ministry of Culture, Arunish Chawla, said the program will provide a platform for young artists to showcase their talent to the nation. CEO Prasar Bharati, Gaurav Dwivedi, said this initiative will give over 600 artists the opportunity to present their talents from nearly 21 Akashvani centers. He also encouraged people to listen to the program and share their feedback to support the artists. Director General of Akashvani, Dr. Gore, lauded the initiative, stating that it is a unique effort by the Ministry of Culture that will help not only artists but also Akashvani to expand its leader listenership.
हर कंठ में भारत संस्कृति मंत्रालय और ऑल इंडिया रेडियो के बीच एक संयुक्त प्रयास है. इसके तहत जो हमारे यंग कलाकार हैं जिन्हें पुरस्कृत किया गया है, उन्हें मौका दिया जाएगा कि हर क्षेत्र में अपने अपनी कलाओं के अनुसार और अपने दक्षता और अपने एरिया के अनुसार जो है वो परफॉर्मेंस दे सकें. कंठ में भारत के माध्यम से देश भर में हमारी जितनी क्लासिकल फोक और उस तरह के जो हमारी परफॉर्मिंग आर्ट्स हैं और हमारा म्यूजिक है, उन सभी को प्रसारित किया जाएगा.
Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting in RK Puram this afternoon. Meanwhile, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw participated in a door-to-door campaign. Party leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh will also hold rallies in Rajinder Nagar, Chandni Chowk and Lakshmi Nagar. Meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party senior leader and Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann will hold roadshows in different parts of Delhi in support of party candidates. Elections for the 70 members Delhi Assembly will be held on Wednesday and the counting of votes will take place on the 8th of this month. All sections of the society in Bihar have appreciated the provisions in the new union budget, from industry to agriculture. People from all walks of life have said Bihar has got prominent mention in the budget 2025-26 and the government has taken care of the residents of Bihar. The union budget 2025-26 presented by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has received a positive response across various sectors, with businesses, industry experts, economists and the common people praising the government's proposals for tax relief to middle class, fostering innovation and promoting skills development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hailed the Union Budget 2025 as a game changer for India's progress, emphasizing its role in accelerating the country's journey towards a Viksit Bharat. He said the Union Budget paves the way for innovation, entrepreneurship and sustainable growth across multiple sectors, including AI, toy manufacturing, agriculture, footwear, food processing and the gig economy. The government has projected a capital expenditure target of 11.21 lakh crore rupees in the union budget for the financial year 2025-26, reinforcing its commitment to infrastructure-driven growth. With considerable budgetary allocations for defence and railways, a record 6 lakh 81,000 crore rupees have been allocated for defence, with an increase of 9.53% from the current financial year. The festival of Basant Panchami or Saraswati Puja is being observed today throughout the country. On the occasion, people offer prayers to Ma Saraswati, the goddess of wisdom and learning. The festival also marks the arrival of spring, a time to celebrate new beginnings and the beauty of nature. On the occasion, President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people on the occasion. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.